I want to talk about the angels and the idea of guardian angels. Let's begin with Psalm 34:7. The angel of Yahweh encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to do service for the sake of those who shall inherit salvation? And you think of Acts 12 when the church are praying for Peter's deliverance and then ding dong, there's Peter at the door, and Rhoda comes and says, is Peter outside? And even though they have been praying for him to be released from prison, they mock her and say, well, of course it's not Peter. You know, of course our prayers wouldn't be answered, would they? Well, at best it must be his angel. They did believe, it seems to me, in some sort of guardian angel that perhaps looked like the person that they looked after. So I think this idea of having a guardian angel is biblical. And we think of how after their baptism in the Red Sea, Israel were given an angel to lead them through the desert to the kingdom, to the promised land. And I think it's true, if I may say so, of observed experience, at least in my life. I remember giving a Bible study to probably 20 people there. And I was talking about this, and I gave a few examples of where someone had appeared in my life and saved me or done something very powerful for me or assisted me and then sort of disappeared, not dramatically, but just faded into the crowd. And I do remember that evening, because out of the 20 or so people there, at least 5 or 6 people butted in, insisting on telling similar stories. And I reckon that if it hadn't been for constraints of time and appropriacy, I reckon the other 14 or whatever would have butted in as well with similar stories. So I suspect that all of you who are listening to this will likewise, as you sort of go back in your lives, will have felt something similar. It may simply have been, when you look back, someone who came into your life, not in some dramatic sort of form, but in some sort of way. Maybe it was the bloke next door who was, an accountant or a tax advisor, and you got to know him, and he was just in your life at the right time, and then, well, he moved away, or you moved away, but he was just there at the right time. And I suppose you could say, oh, well, that was just God using people, and it may be, but I get this sense that those incidents in my life, which were dramatic and more than having a tax advisor living next door or whatever, which other people testify they also have had, I do think there is something in this. I really do think so. And of course, you think of Hebrews, entertain strangers because some have entertained angels unaware. Now, that is spoken in the New Testament context as if there are angels, as it were. Now, I don't mean that there are angels sort of wandering around, purposefully having dressed up as men. It may be that they do manipulate just ordinary people. One of the people who saved me very dramatically was a black guy with a cigarette in his hand. Now, I don't suppose angels smoke cigarettes, and I don't suppose that they're white or black or any particular colour in a racial sense, but clearly, he was a black guy who happened to be smoking a cigarette, and my angel used that man to save me in a particularly dramatic moment. And then he just sort of disappeared. So there is more to life than appears. There is more to this world than, fluffy cotton wool clouds drifting across, and we're sort of waiting here in hope that our religion was true, and that, Jesus will actually appear and raise the dead and so on. No, it's far more than that. This is not a vague hope. God is real, and Jesus is real. And yet, God operates in human life, it seems to me, always through some kind of mechanism. And without question, the angels are part of that mechanism. And don't forget, when the Lord Jesus returns, he will come with the angels. And the angels will gather us to judgment. Well, if indeed we all do have a guardian angel, that would just be so appropriate. You know, the angel that's delivered me from all evil, and you think of Jacob, I'm obviously quoting Jacob's words, talks about the angel who delivered me from all evil and fed me every day of my life. If that angel, as I say, if an angel is operating for each of us personally, it would be absolutely appropriate that that is the angel who appears and says, Duncan, Jesus is back. I'm going to take you to judgment. And of course, every time angels have appeared on earth, men have been scared stiff. And every time the angels have said the same words, fear not. That is my hope. That is my understanding of how things will be when the Lord comes, even if we're dead. Okay, we'll be resurrected. And the first encounter, the first experience, I believe, will be with our angel. So don't think that God has wound up the universe on clockwork, as it were, and it's all tick-tocking away, and he is sort of a bit absent. I do believe that he is very present. And be not forgetful to entertain strangers, indeed, because, indeed, some have entertained angels unawares. We think of Lot and we think of Abraham. And these angels, Hebrews 1, are all servants sent forth to serve for the sake of those that shall inherit salvation. They are sent forth, I imagine, from the heavenly throne room, where there may be discussion about us. You remember that time when God says, who's going to make Ahab die? And the angels all suggest different things. And one angel says, puts his hand up, as it were, and says, well, here's my idea. And it's to make his prophets lie to him, so that he goes and is killed at Ramoth Gilead. And God says, right, that's the one. You're the one. Off you go. And the angel is sent forth from God's presence and does that. And so all the angels are sent forth to serve us. We, Hebrews 1:14, who shall inherit salvation. So their work is to bring us finally towards that great salvation. Would indeed be so appropriate, wouldn't it, therefore, that they come with Jesus and take us, gather us to judgment. So man is not alone. You are not alone. I am not alone. God is powerfully active in human life. And I do believe that one aspect, one window on that, as it were, is to understand his work through the angels.